Chapter 36. Jesus tells three parables. One day Jesus was eating and talking with people who many thought were sinners. Some Pharisees saw him. The Pharisees believed that good men should not talk to sinners. They thought that Jesus was not a good man because he was talking to sinners. The Savior wanted to help the Pharisees understand why he was with the sinners. He told them three parables. The first one was about a lost sheep. The first parable, the lost sheep. A good shepherd had 100 sheep. One of them was lost. The shepherd left the 99 sheep to look for the lost one. When he found it, he was very happy. The shepherd carried the sheep home. He called to all his friends and neighbors to come and be happy with him. He had found the lost sheep. Jesus Christ told the Pharisees what the parable meant. He said that those who sin are like the lost sheep. Just as the shepherd wanted to save the lost sheep, Jesus wants to save those who sin. Jesus said that was why he was talking with sinners. And just as the shepherd was very happy when he found the lost sheep, Jesus is very happy when we repent. The second parable, the lost coin. A woman had 10 silver coins. She lost one of the coins. She looked all over the house for it. At last she found the coin. She was very happy. She called her friends and neighbors to tell them. They too were happy that she had found the lost coin. Church leaders and members are like the woman in the story. The lost coin is like a member of the church who does not go to church or try to live the commandments anymore. It is as if they are lost from the church. Jesus Christ wants church members to find any lost brothers or sisters and help them come back to him. He is very happy when this happens. The friends and neighbors in the story are like the angels of God. The angels are very happy when a person repents. The third parable, the lost son. A man had 2 sons. The man promised to give his money to them when he died. The younger son did not want to wait. He asked his father for his part of the money. His father gave it to him. The son took the money and left home. He went to another land. The son sinned again and again. He spent all of the money. Finally, the son had no money to buy food. He was very hungry. He asked a man for help. The man hired him to feed his pigs. The son was so hungry that he wanted to eat the pig's food. He knew that the servants in his father's house had better food to eat than he did. He decided to repent and ask to be a servant in his father's house. When the son went home, his father saw him coming. The father ran to meet his son. He put his arms around him and kissed him. The son told his father that he had sinned. He felt he was not worthy to be called his father's son. The father told a servant to bring the best clothes and put them on the son. The servant put shoes on the son's feet and a ring on his finger. The father told the servant to prepare a feast. He wanted everyone to celebrate. The son who had sinned had repented and returned home. The older son had been working in the field. When he came home, he heard music and dancing. A servant told him that his younger brother had come home. His father wanted everyone to celebrate. The older son was angry and would not go into the house. His father came out to talk with him. The father was thankful that the older son had always stayed with him. Everything the father had would be his. The father also said that it was right to celebrate. He was happy his younger son had repented and returned home. Jesus told the Pharisees the three parables because he wanted them to know how much Heavenly Father loves everyone. He loves people who obey him. He also loves sinners. But Heavenly Father cannot bless them until they repent. He wants sinners to repent and come back to him. And he wants us to help them do that and to be happy when they return.